The U.S. has been battling extremists in Somalia for nearly three decades. Black Hawk Down took place there in 1993. Al-Shabaab materialized a decade or so later. Bronwyn Bruton is the deputy director at the Atlantic Council's Africa Center. She follows the Horn of Africa and says the Western-backed Somalia government has been a target of al-Shabaab since the early 2000s.
It's very typical for them to strike any kind of hotel, restaurant, or government office where either government officials or people supporting or engaging with the government would be located. It's important for us to understand that al-Shabaab is not in a conflict with the United States. The U.S. has been constantly hitting al-Shabaab with strikes this year, 50 so far, which is a massive escalation already over last year, which was a massive escalation of strikes the previous year. Al-Shabaab is primarily interested in local politics. They want to control Somalia, and their primary reason for existing is to fight the Somali government, not the U.S. And so I think that the airstrikes have made it less easy for them to attack the government, but they definitely, as this strike is probably intended to show, they are definitely able still to launch these massive attacks, which is an indication that the airstrikes are not working very well.
Yeah, so what are those airstrikes accomplishing?
Well, I think there's some evidence that they are putting great pressure on al-Shabaab, and there's some splintering with al-Shabaab as a result. But I think even the AFRICOM leadership has been quite candid that it's not very likely that these airstrikes are going to destroy al-Shabaab or even debilitate the organization. The problem is that the government has been stalled for 10 years, and the U.S. has spent millions on millions of dollars trying to train soldiers for the government that keep on defecting. And there's really no command and control in the Somali army, and there's not a strong sense of loyalty. So it's primarily a set of political problems that are not going to be solved through military force. And the American government, in using military force and drone strikes in particular, is running the risk of alienating the Somali people because obviously civilians are increasingly being caught up in these strikes.
Does the U.S. have a policy for bringing peace to Somalia?
The U.S. doesn't have any kind of a plan for bringing peace to Somalia. It's consistently said that it's trying to build a government, it's trying to empower the government, but it's not elected. And I think there's still a lot of uncertainty in Somalia about what a government should look like, and certainly a lot of dissatisfaction about what this particular government looks like. Across the country, you see regional administrations popping up that are basically clan fiefdoms, all of whom are at odds with the central government. It's really been a case of one step forward, two steps back.
What do you think is the best way the U.S. can help Somalia right now?
In my view, the best thing that the United States can do is to negotiate with al-Shabaab. We have for many, many years described al-Shabaab as a terrorist organization, but that's not all that they are. Although they have been very harsh, they've also increased the rule of law and act, and a lot of Somalis depend on them. And I think what's important for the U.S. is to try to recognize the things that al-Shabaab has accomplished and find a way to coexist with them and to negotiate with them to get them to agree, for example, not to target neighboring countries, not to target Christians. It's also important to point out that al-Shabaab's relationship with al-Qaeda has been quite tempestuous. As far as partners go, they've been a pretty poor one. And I think that the alliance is quite weak. And so, again, the possibility of working with al-Shabaab to perhaps draw them away from al-Qaeda and find a way to coexist with them is not impossible.
Bronwyn Bruton with the Atlantic Council in Washington. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks, Marco.